Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our Big Brother 19 live feed update for September 14th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I've got Matt with me. How are you doing, Matt?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's a sad day for many people, as one of the season's beloved house guests might be spending his last day with us, but that's how the game works.
Yeah, that's very true. We've got a short update for you today. Not much going on the feeds. They came back last night, and there was about a half hour of silence. There's only four people left in that house.
It was an actual snooze fest. Everybody was fast asleep, well, for the most part, except Kevin, but everybody was almost knocked out.
Yeah, I made the mistake of sarcastically tweeting that the feeds were riveting, and then I got a bunch of people like, oh my god, I freaked out and turned the feeds on, and then they're all just sleeping. Thanks a lot, Taryn.
They were passed out. Paul and Christmas were cuddling. Kevin was eating. The most excitement that we've seen in a week.
Yeah. So yes, we are here to update you on everything going on the feeds, and let's get into this. We start out we can recap this eviction that we saw. We knew what was going to happen. We had the spoilers. We talked about it yesterday, but we saw this play out. The vote to evict Alex goes to a split vote, and then Josh has to be the one to do it. Of course, through some tears, and Alex is evicted from the Big Brother 19 house. She's gone. She's finally gone.
Yeah, and she's held up her everything she was saying in the house. She's held up in her exit press so far that she was, you know, she was frustrated with Paul, but she's still going to give him a fair vote, and she feels screwed over by Paul. And either way, Alex is gone. A lot of us have been waiting for Alex to be gone for a while now because she's really not brought what we thought she was going to bring to the season, but Alex is gone, and we have moved on to our final four.
Yes. You mentioned her exit press. She talked about, you know, she's mad at Paul. She blames him for his eviction. She actually also mentions that, you know what? He probably was behind Jason being evicted. He probably set that up, that little snake. She's very mad about it, but she says, despite all that, I am going to keep my word. And I am still going to vote for Paul to win this game. Do you think that's going to hold up?
It's going to hold up. I think you guys were saying this the other day, that she, you know, has been looking at herself as one of the best players of the season. And Paul, you know, was putting that into her head as well. So when you get down to it, if Paul's in the end and Paul is the one who she looks at as, this guy took me out of the game, she has to give him the vote, because otherwise, you know, who else is she going to say, like, oh, this person beat me? She's going to want to give it to the person who took her out of the game.
Yeah, so then the question becomes, is she, like she says she is, going to be able to convince Jason to give Paul his vote?
Well, that'll be tricky because, you know, we've seen Jason over the last, you know, when he was giving his exit interviews and everything, still just as bitter as, you know, the second he walked out the door. But he's been in jury house for a week now, and the people who were in jury before him were all, you know, they weren't supporting what Paul was doing, but they respected his game. And I think Jason coming in being the, you know, giving the opposite kind of feelings on, you know, Paul's game, saying like, oh, he was awful, like, he wasn't loyal or whatever, they're going to be like, dude, you're bitter, you lost, and it's not going to do anything. So I think they might be able to pull him around. Alex is going to come in and say, listen, like, he got us out, but what are we going to go vote for Josh or Christmas? They're not going to want to do that. So there's a chance, but it doesn't seem like a lock that Jason's going to vote for Paul by any means.
Yes. Well, I've had some people ask me, you know, hey, maybe Alex is going to be convinced by Jason to not vote Paul. Maybe Alex is going to get to the jury house and Jason is going to be like, no, we can't reward this. And Alex, who has finally realized that she should have been listening to Jason on occasion, will be like, you know what? I owe you one. I am the reason that you got evicted. Let's do this together. We'll vote against Paul. We'll make this happen.
Well, here's another question I have. Kevin gets evicted tonight, let's say. He doesn't go to jury house, or he does go to jury house?
He will go to jury.
Okay, so when you have, because they were speculating about that maybe the person at Final Four won't go to the jury house, and I was like, oh, maybe I missed something. I don't really remember.
But he's the one that will show up at the round table. He'll show up late.
Right. but he'll still be there with them for the rest of the week because they're going to tape that sooner rather than later. And then he'll still be there. Okay. So Jason, Kevin, and Alex will be together, and Jason will have two of his, you know, his two best friends from the house to bounce ideas off, you know, back and forth. So if the three of them end up coming together on who they decide to vote for, if Kevin goes to Jason and then Alex goes to Jason and they both talk about who they're going to vote for and they come to a consensus, that might be a block of three that either will vote for Paul or will not vote for Paul.
Well, perhaps for sure. However, Alex still does hate Kevin.
Well, I don't think Alex and Kevin are having any conversations, but if they both keep going back to Jason, you know, things could play out how they will.
An unwilling voting block. Yes, that was another thing that Alex talked about in her exit press. Our own Mike Bloom tried. He was like, so you really went after Kevin a lot. Why? And she was like, because he's the worst. He antagonized me all season long. He was so mean to me. He was always being like doing like annoying things, and I just hate him.
He was Gumpy. Yeah, Alex was never going to work with Kevin, and she made it clear when she was talking to Mike in that exit interview. She just all season long she wanted nothing to do with him, and that didn't change going into this final week.
Yes, she also still claims that she was walking during the veto competition. Obviously, that could be true, given that we saw about 30 seconds of a 14-minute long competition. But I don't know why they wouldn't have shown that in the edit, that Alex was walking. Anytime we saw Alex in the competition, she was running. I was looking out for it because I wanted to know if she did, in fact, throw that veto, because I'm just looking for anything to rag on Alex about. Who knows? She's still claiming it, even in her exit press, that she really actually did kind of throw that veto competition to Paul. So who knows?
And her time was only, what, 2 minutes longer than Paul's. So it's not like, you know, she came in at 18 minutes or 20 minutes and it's like, all right, well, maybe we can believe it. But we know that Paul was gunning for the veto and he came in at 12 minutes. So that was at his best effort. So if Alex was walking, what did she, she could have finished this competition in like 5 or 6 minutes if she was actually trying for it. It didn't seem like
that far.
It didn't seem like things lined up. And like you said, we didn't see it. So it's hard to believe it, but I don't know.
Yes. Whitney in the chat says, Alex went to the Ramsey's School of Comp Throwing. As in doesn't. All right. So ultimately we have Paul winning the HOH. We saw this play out, brought to tears that Brent of course thinks are fake. Despite the fact that he had the exact same reaction last season when he won the exact same competition.
I'm not getting involved.
Seriously. Baby Toombs, he tweeted out the clip from last season. Go watch the episode yourself. It's literally the exact same reaction. Man, people are just, they're so like, they've bought into the myth of Paul so much that they really do believe that, that Paul is like this mastermind, that he's faking all these tears and he's manipulating America. Paul is not that good. He's not. I'm sorry, guys. He's just not that good. I understand that you either want to hate him or want to think he's a mastermind, but he's just neither of those things. He's just a guy that cries after winning competitions.
I tend to agree with that. I think a lot of what Paul does in the house is playing up for the cameras. I mean, nobody can really deny that in general. But when it comes to, you know, winning the final four HOH, where you are securing your spot in the final three, and you know, you can't get to the final two if you don't get to the final three. That's a big moment. We've seen a lot of players that win the final four HOH or the final four veto break down and start crying because it's such a big moment after such a long summer of stress leading up to this. Will I make it or will I not? And I don't think Paul's any different from any of the other people who have broken down at that moment. It's just a big release of, you know, nervousness, anxiety, and just excitement that, oh my God, I just did it.
Yeah, I mean, we saw this from Boston Rob, from Tyson. We've seen it from plenty of people on Big Brother. Like, when you win these final immunity slash HOH, whatever you want to call them, challenges, and you've been fighting hard all season long, you tend to have a little bit of an emotional breakdown. And again, that's what we saw last season. Nobody said that Paul was fake crying last season. The difference this season is that people hate him, so they want him to be this whatever. I don't know. But they're making him out to be more than he actually is.
You have to think that everybody brings everything up from like a 7 to a 10 when they remember the cameras are on. Because it just bothered me every time I was watching Alex's scenes where she was crying and she's like fake tears, I don't know. It just seems like maybe it was all coming from a genuine place of like I was actually crying about it, but you're able to switch it off because you remember the cameras are on you. And you like, how many times do we think that when people are fake crying, that it's always just them playing the game and they're being so good at fake crying and manipulating? Like it seems like they're genuinely crying. And then they remember that, tell the cameras it was fake.
Yes, absolutely. And this is it's I don't understand why people don't think this more often. Like when Alex is crying and then goes like, oh, it's fake cameras, it's fake. It's like, what? Like, and when Paul was doing it during the double eviction, when he like all of a sudden after Alex leaves, he has to like smile at Josh. Even in that moment, I was just like, this seems fake. The idea that this whole act was fake, like, Just cop up to it. You probably felt a little sad. Maybe you played it up, sure. But you also just kind of felt a little sad and you didn't want to have to like admit to America that you were just crying over a girl you hated. Like, Paul is the kind of person that doesn't want to come off as a crier. His whole image is that he's this hardline rocker, whatever. This is not a guy who's going to be like, oh yeah, I'm really in touch with my crying side. And the same thing with Alex. Alex went into the house, I am never going to cry. So anytime she does cry, she wants everyone to know that was 100% fake. I would never actually cry. Look, people cry in the Big Brother house. It's really common. Almost everyone has done it. At the very least, you don't need to go like, oh, that could never in a million years be genuine. Just get out of here with that.
At the end of the day, you have to remember, these are real people. They're playing one of the most intense, stressful games that exists. And there's going to be real emotions that come out of it. They're going to have genuine reactions of joy and genuine reactions, breaking down and crying in the good and the bad moments. So, and then on top of it, the cameras are constantly on them. So, I think both sides are right. People might be hemming it up for the cameras a little bit, but the reactions, it's hard to, say that they're not genuine. Like if you were in that moment, any of us, you would feel the exact same, way that they do when these big intense moments happen.
Yeah. And, at the very least, to act like, this is absolutely 100% the truth. I can't possibly be wrong. I know that that's what I do. But I'm on a podcast. I have to be entertaining. but no, seriously, like when you're looking at these people and you're looking at like, would they cry or not? It's just like, you're giving Paul so much more credit than he deserves to say, that was so obviously fake. Like people said that him crying after Alex was fake. And I was like, I don't know, guys, I think it was kind of genuine also. Like obviously he played it up, but obviously he also felt bad. And people were like, why are you such an idiot? You are falling for Paul's nonsense. How am I falling for Paul's nonsense if I respect him a lot more if he doesn't have emotions after talking to Alex? Just get out of here. Get out of here.
Paul's very controversial, no matter how I look at it. Every season. I mean, the people who get to the end, it's never really easy.
People just, they get up on their high horse and they're like, oh, there's a thread on Reddit that's like, oh, who believed Paul was really crying? Out yourselves so we can mock you. It's like, come on. Really? Really? That's all I'm saying. All right. So Paul, he's won HOH. It's time for him to make the nominations. He ultimately nominates Josh and Kevin, leaving Christmas off the block. This is about in line with, I think, what we'd expect, given that Kevin expects that he will go to the final three with Paul and Christmas.
I would have liked to see the conversation happen where Paul told Josh that he was going to nominate him instead of Christmas, because it's just, you know, it doesn't matter. And you would think that Josh understands that it doesn't matter who's nominated at this point, but I'd be curious to see if, you know, if Josh was, you know, sketched out by it, if Christmas volunteered, because Christmas has been volunteering to go on the block any chance that she gets lately. So I'd be curious to see if she volunteered, or if Paul was just like, no, Josh and Kevin, you guys are going on the block. I want Josh to gun for the veto. I don't know. It would have been nice to see.
Yes. So ultimately we see Paul then plays in this Final Four veto. It was not the baseball competition. It was in fact something else. And Paul was not happy about that. He was like, come on, what are you doing? Why are you changing the competitions up on me? I'm supposed to be winning these. But he still does win the Final Four veto. So Paul has all the power here.
Paul has all the power, and with this win, he has passed Janelle, right, as having won the most competitions total ever across, you know, any amount of seasons of Big Brother. He has now won 14 competitions, passing Janelle's record of 13.
Yes, he holds a lot of records now. He's, you know, that's what happens when you play in a season or two seasons that are two of the longest seasons ever. And you get a lot of chances to win competitions and stay in the game.
Right. So like you said, though, he won the HOH. We have Josh and Kevin on the block, and he also won the veto. So now going into tonight, Christmas will have the power to evict either Josh or Kevin. And it seems like there's absolutely no question of which way that vote's going to go.
Yes. He talked to the cameras and reaffirmed that his plan is to take Josh to the final two, meaning he will, in fact, take Josh to the final three, which will leave him open to being evicted at the final three, which, again, is just like, what are you doing, dude?
Right. I was having this conversation last night, and I don't think it's a popular opinion, I guess, that if Kevin, you know, somehow managed to win the final three HOH, you know, if him and Paul were up on that scale and Paul, you know, brain farts and Kevin wins, we don't think that Kevin would take Paul out of the game then? Is it more commonly believed that Kevin would take Paul to the end?
It's certainly much more likely that Kevin would take Paul than Josh. We don't know for sure, but Kevin has basically done everything that Paul has told him all season long. Well, contrast that with Josh, who has been telling us for weeks now that he is definitely going to cut Paul at Final Three. And it's a very easy decision to take Kevin there. Also, given that Kevin is much less likely to make it to part three of the final three competition, meaning it would be down to Paul and Christmas, which would be a much better situation for Paul because then he is guaranteed to be in the final two.
Right. So it's just, you know, whether or not he cuts Kevin now or Christmas cuts Kevin now, you know, it's up for debate whether he can get to the end either way with Josh or Kevin bringing him. I mean, we know that Josh probably will not bring him. Kevin, who knows? But, you know, Kevin's not going to get that opportunity to bring anybody to the end because they're not going to let him get past this final four.
Yes. At the very least, though, he's socializing. He's not totally alone. He wasn't last night.
For a very little bit. I mean, out of the, you know, 3 or 4 hours that were, or I don't know, however long it was that we did see them awake, he was hanging out with them in the Austin Power space room for like a half hour, 45 minutes. He kept going, but, you know, he was in his bed and then he went to hang out and talk for a little bit and then he went straight back. So it's kind of like, I mean, a lot of what's been going on the feeds just by watching them right now has been giving me flashbacks to Big Brother Over the Top. And I mean, Kevin secluding himself just a little bit reminds me of Morgan. You know, she went in and she socialized with Jason and Chrissy, you know, well, when they got to the final three. But for the most part, she just kind of was enjoying the time by herself. You know, Kevin's off just reading the Bible, just talking to himself, talking to the cameras. But I mean, he's been doing that for a week now. It just kind of reminds me of the BBOTT situation.
Yeah, you said BBOTT and my eyes just kind of glazed over. I don't really pay attention to what you said.
do we not see it with, you know, Paul and Christmas the parallels between them and Jason and Chrissy, or am I completely out of my mind like usual? Christmas and Chrissy just give me really like similar. It's a little scary.
Chrissy thought she was a mastermind and that she was going to win the game, though.
Just the way it's not a direct, you know, whatever. Just the way that Christmas has been acting towards Paul in this stage of the game, where she's just you see her. She just stares at him.
But Chrissy wasn't in love with Jay. Chrissy was like, I'm using Jason.
Best friend in love with Jason. She was gonna do anything to get the two of them to the end because of the team situation.
She was gonna win though.
No, did she? I don't remember.
Yeah, absolutely. She thought she was a mastermind. Don't you remember her final speech when she was like, "I was like the puppeteer of the season."
Right. I'm like I said, I'm not saying it's like a one to one. It's just the way that they interact and the way that, you know, Chrissy was so happy to be there at the end with Jason, and Christmas is so happy to be here at the end with Paul. I'm just like, it gives me some flashbacks.
I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. Christmas is, I don't think we can really compare Christmas. Maybe like closer to a Diane, but without the wanting to win. Just somebody who's like so in love with somebody else that she's like willing to just give up her game. I don't know. It's she's like a Clay that made it to the final three. You know what I mean? I don't know. We had some questions. Let me know if you have any more questions in the chat. There was one from it's up here now. Whitney, do you think that Christmas and or Kevin threw the final four HOH? They missed some really obvious questions. No, I don't think either of them threw the HOH. I think that they were just bad at that competition.
They were really bad. It was like that competition is designed to trick people, and every single time both of them got tricked with the obvious, you know, and Paul knew what was going on, but both times it was just like, really, guys, both of you fell for this again and again and again with each passing question.
Yes, we have another one from Diana, who asks, do you think Christmas will flip at the last minute and vote out Josh? This is actually a more interesting question than you may initially think, given that Christmas knows that Josh plans on evicting Paul at the final three. I think Paul has a pretty good idea that this is going to happen, but Christmas has never explicitly told him. So as much as we're saying that Christmas is basically playing for Paul, this is something that, like, if she really was playing strictly for Paul, she assuredly would be telling Paul, Josh is planning on cutting you at the final three. Maybe we should take Kevin, especially if he's not planning on cutting you at the final three. And if Josh keeps reiterating to Christmas, I'm taking you, and she feels like, no, that's that, I can't have that, then maybe she would decide to, like, you know what, we can't have Josh in the final three. He's going to cut you, Paul. We need you to win.
It's not something that we've seen over the past, you know, since feeds have come back. And I think Josh is smart enough to not open his mouth again and say anything to Christmas about how the two of them need to go to the end and all the stuff he's been saying for the past week or two. I think he's smart enough to keep his mouth closed right now, because the position he's in at a moment's notice, Christmas could cut him and bring Kevin. So I think Josh won't shoot himself in the foot here, but I guess, you know, there could be a scenario where Christmas wants to do anything she can to save Paul's game, or the opportunity of, you know, of somebody taking Paul out in the end. She wants to put a stop to that. It really doesn't seem likely, but if she, you know, sleeps on it tonight and she wakes up feeling like, all right, well, Paul's not going to get to the end if I keep Josh around, I guess you never know.
Yeah. We're getting some talk in the chat about Paul and potentially losing the jury vote. Christina says, we may get legitimate tears if Paul gets second place again. But everyone will say that they're fake tears, so it won't matter.
Right. I don't know what he'll do if he gets to the end and doesn't win again. I don't know if he's going to cry, scream, yell, jump into the audience and hide. I don't know what it's not going to be pretty.
We know what Paul will do, because he did the same thing last year, right? Like, he denies, he gets defensive, and he claims that, like, oh, I would have lost if I took James, and like Paul, he's always just like fought the any time, like when somebody yelled that Paul was a bully over the wall, he was like, screw those people, I never cared, I'm not a bully, blah, blah, blah. He gets defensive. That's what Paul does. He is, again, you're giving him too much credit to think that he has the self-awareness to know that maybe if I cry, people will think that my image is softened. No, he's an idiot. If he thinks that he's a potty mouth, he's going to yell about, oh, I'm not a potty mouth. What are you talking about? I'm not a potty mouth. That's Paul. That's Paul. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So you're saying if he gets to the end and he loses again, he's not going to have any reaction. He's just going to play it off like, it's cool. I don't really care. It happened. I wasn't expecting to get here anyway. So whatever.
He's going to say it was a flaw in the game. He's going to say, what more could I have possibly done? He's going to say, I did everything right. I did everything right and I still didn't win. It's the jury's fault. I don't know what's happening here. What he's not going to do is cry and be like, you know, I just tried so hard and I guess that's just the way things go sometimes. Because that's not who Paul is. It's not who Paul is.
Well, see, that's the thing. Because if he went to the end and he took Josh like he's planning to and Christmas was also there, he'll get the exact same thing where you should have brought Christmas. Just like last year, you should have brought James. So he's going to get the exact same response from people that he got last year.
Yeah, and it's not going to be good for his psyche. He was basically talking to us in the ASPR where he was saying or APSR saying that he feels like he's done everything that he can and he doesn't know like what more that he could do. Saying that he needs to take Josh. This is really funny actually. As he's talking in the room, he's doing a friendship talk, and like three separate times, he just stops talking, jumps up, and runs to the door and looks out, and he's like trying to see if anybody like was listening. And it's just like it's such a great indicator for like how the paranoia has progressed, like just how much this is building up onto his emotional state, where like at the beginning of the game he sat in there for like a half hour and just ranted, never cared about like there were 15 other people in the house at that point, and he was just like chatting to his heart's desire. And then over the course of the season he's just gotten more and more progressively paranoid, and to the point where he's like leaping up and constantly checking. He is so worried. He's literally like, he's talked about it when he was talking to the cameras. He's like, I am going crazy. I have become a psychopath. This is somebody who really, really wants us to feel like to know that he has feelings by fake crying in the DR, but he's also telling us that he's a psychopath, and that he doesn't have feelings. And that, you know, that he's like a crazy person, but none of it will matter because he'll win the game. And if he wins the game, then everything will be fine. And if he doesn't win the game, I think he's going to go on a psychotic break.
That's one of the things that it's really funny to watch them, you know, the way that they act in the house because of all the paranoia. A few weeks ago, Christmas was talking in the backyard. She was laying on the hammock and she was having a talk with the camera. And in the middle of the conversation, she's like, man, I really hope there's nobody laying underneath the hammock listening to me right now. And that's like a legitimate worry that people have in there when they're talking. People could be at around any corner, you know, think over to, Big Brother Canada 3 with, Cindy having that conversation in the HOH room and Kevin was in the bathroom. Like that was a very bad mistake that you could have easily avoided by checking in the bathroom. But these people are legitimately worried that, you know, Christmas is on the hammock. Somebody could be underneath the hammock listening to it right now. So watching Paul freak out yesterday was very, you know, on par with Big Brother players, you know, being paranoid in the house, but especially for Paul at this stage in the game, it was just, you know, the Big Brother paranoia plus Paul like completely inside his own head. It was kind of funny.
Yes. So that's about where we are right now. I do think Paul might murder Josh in the final three if Josh doesn't take him to the final two, because he will just be a crazy person at that point. I think that's about where we stand here. So we'll be back tomorrow at noon Eastern to update you on everything that's going on the feeds. And we will be live tonight after the another eviction episode of Big Brother. We'll be talking to Andy Herron. Great stuff there. So make sure you check that out. Again, I have to apologize. Still waiting on Netta for the Netta interview here. We will see. Hopefully we can get that out soon. If not, I will do my best to make it up to you, as soon as possible. So, keep on the lookout for that. I'm doing my best. Really sorry, guys. And then of course, Friday night we will be, recapping the recap. So, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a slow coming week of, the final three. The final three feeds aren't always too exciting. So at least we'll have something to look forward to out of the next few days. The recap, the recap.
Yes. Also make sure you check out Matt's power rankings on Rob Has a Website.
You really just plug that for me? That never happens.
See, this is why I don't plug things.
I'm in shock. I wasn't even prepared. I don't even know who I had. Who did I have? Oh, I had Karen with me last week. We were talking about the final five, and we have one more before the season ends with maybe more than one guest. So we'll see. I'll keep that closed for now.
All right. So thank you everyone for joining us. We will see you next time.